Hello, and welcome to Trisha's Talk 101, where we talk about mostly anything, from what's what in entertainment, the latest fashion trends and styles, to who's who on the big screen, to what's going on here in the Mid-South. Go get your snacks, kick back, relax, and let me tell you how it is.
Welcome. Hey, it's Monday Night Live, and we're coming to you with Trisha's Talk 101, straight out of Studio A, New York to Memphis. Yeah, I know y'all eclipses fans or are sad some of you around the world, but that's okay. We're not talking about that tonight. Trisha, your girl has a hot topic for you, and she's in the studio. I see her over there waving her hand. Hey, Trisha.
Hey, Emily, how are you?
Oh, girl, I am just so tired and recovering from a hangover, girl.
Wow.
Girl, I had just one glass of wine. Okay, so I feel like I'm going to celebrate the pictures that I got. I got some good pictures, you know. And like I told everybody, all that glass and stuff was hype. And then I knew it was going to be cloudy in Memphis. And they gave fake news talking about we'll have a 94% viewing area. I knew that wasn't going to happen. I told them before, all they got to do is ask me, because I can tell you about my aches and pains and bones, whether or not you're going to have sunny, bright skies or not. So, anywho, yeah, I had one glass of wine, just one, because it's the same bottle of Sauvignon I've had since New Year's Eve. No, it's the last year, I think. So, you know, whenever a celebration comes along, I pop cork, you know, because you just put the cork back in it, and it's just as good as the first day you open it. So, anywho, small glass now. I'm not talking about a big glass. And, girl, I had to eat a pack of green onion potato chips, a pack of barbecue potato chips, two bags of chocolate-covered cashews, 16 ounces of water, and a cup of coffee. It's over. Now you see why I don't drink, right?
Right.
So what's going on? I know you got a hot topic tonight. Relationships is always a hot topic.
Yes. They are, and for those who don't know, last week's topic was, is cheating a mistake or a choice? So, this week's topic.
It was
topic,
hot to y'all.
This week is, what's your meaning of faithful and loyal? And I came up with this topic because I feel like certain people don't really know the true meaning of faithful and loyal. But, I mean, everyone has their own definition or their own meaning of a certain word. But for me, I feel like faithful is like being with your partner and only your partner. Like, that's who you want to be with. So, I mean, if that's who you want to be with, I feel like being faithful, it shouldn't be hard. Faithful is, to me, faithful is being with the person that you say, that you claim you like, or the person that you claim you love, or the person that you claim you are in love with. That means you're going to be with that person and that person only. In my eyes, it's like, okay, this person who I want to be with, I don't want to be with nobody else. I'm faithful to this person. Another word, faithful is basically like you're committed to that person. So, in your eyes, it's like no one can compare to that person. Like, just the person who you want to be with. So when a person tell me, they'd be like, I'm faithful. And I'm like, okay, what's your meaning of faithful? There was some who would say, I've been with this person we've been together this amount of years. We have this, we have that. Okay, this is your definition of faithful. And I agree with it. Whereas you have some people, they will say, well, I've been with this person, but I have. I stepped out or whatever. That's not being faithful. Being faithful is you and that person are together. You didn't step out, that person didn't step out. You all are as one. To me, in my eyes, that's what faithful is. Not stepping out, not cheating, having a conversation with others, like, period. That's what in my eyes, I see it as, okay, you faithful. You're not out there doing this. You're not out there doing that. Like, basically, that's really, to me, what all that faithful is. Loyal, to me, when I talk about being loyal, I'm talking about being 100. Another word for 100 is like basically being real, being true to yourself. I'm the type of person that I am loyal to my friends, and I know that they are loyal to me. Because one thing I can say is that loyal basically to me can go a long way, whether it's in a relationship, friendship, whatever. So relationship wise, it's like, okay, I'm down for you like you down for me. You ride for me, I ride for you. That's basically how I see it is with loyal in a relationship. Whatever you don't get, that means I'm going to step up and I'm going to help you and make sure we get this together. That's basically what loyalty is. If you don't have it, then I get it. But if I don't have it, then I know you get it. You see what I'm saying? That's how I see it is with being loyal. Well, from a relationship standpoint and a friendship standpoint, loyal is about knowing who your friends are. Me personally, I know I have two best friends, Jamisha and Kiki, Mimi and Kiki. Those are best friends. Those are the ones who I can say being loyal. We've been best friends since grade. Never had to question their loyalty. What I mean by that is I never had to question if they were lying to me. I never had to question whether if they were on the opposite, like basically on the other person's side or my side. I never had to question any of those things. Why? Because their actions show it. And many people fail to realize actions show if a person is loyal or not. When you're loyal to someone, it's like, okay, you around. To me, it's like, okay, I expect you to act the same way around me whereas when you're not around me. You see what I'm saying? I want you to act the way you act when you're around me and also act the same way when you're around me, act the same way when you're not around me. So if a person says something about me, I know that they're going to stand up and they're going to say something. They're going to say, hey, chill out, or hey, nah, don't do that. And that's the same thing I'm going to do for them. Loyal is all about being truthful and honest, basically. Be real and be true to yourself before you can be real and true to anybody else. And that's what people really mess up to. They try to be true to other people, and they can't be true to themselves. I'm like, that's not clicking. So I'm not adding up. How you can be true to somebody else, but you can't be true and you can't be real to yourself? That don't make sense. So for me, it starts with being real and being true to yourself, being 100 and being real with yourself. Because I never will forget when we had I was in class, and we were talking about what do you believe in. I said, I believe in being real. Or I believe in being 100. And they was like, what do you mean by that? I was like, I'm not going to lie to you. You ask me a question, I'm going to give you an honest answer. You're not going to like it, but I mean, this is just me. So loyalty is all about not only being true to who you are, but also being true to others. If somebody asks you a question, it's okay to not answer it. You can tell them you don't want to answer it, but at the same time, I'm the type of person where it comes from. If you ask me something, I guarantee you I'm going to answer it. It's not going to be the answer that you're looking for, but it's going to be an answer that I give you. And that's really what some people fail to realize. Me, loyalty goes a long way.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like
definitely.
If I can trust you in front of me, I feel like I should be able to trust you when I'm not around you. And that's what some people have that problem with. It's like you can trust somebody when they're around you, but when they're not around you, like you can't trust them. Well, personally, I feel like that person shouldn't be in your space, period. If I can't trust you that you're not around me, then that means I shouldn't trust you at all. That's how I see it. But you got some people that trust any and everybody. They believe any and everything that they see, believe any and everything that they hear. And with loyalty, because some people don't even know how to spell it. Like, you have some people that have the word set it on you, and you have some people got it spelled incorrect. And I'm like, okay, apparently you don't know what loyalty is, especially if you got it spelled incorrectly, but that's none of my business. And then I'm like, first of all, if you don't, you're loyal to the person that you love or whatever, you don't have to prove it. Me personally, I feel like you should honestly prove yourself that you're loyal to me. And that's basically how my best friends and I have basically made or have came together, because we both understand that no matter what happens, we're going to be loyal to each other. The first thing, you can say anything about either one of us, and the first thing one of us going to do, somebody going to jump down your throat. It may not be all of us, but I guarantee you one of us going to say something. And with me, I feel like another example with loyalty. Okay, I could be cool with somebody that they're not cool with, and they can be cool with somebody that I'm not cool with. But I guarantee you neither one of us will let that person who we are not cool with disrespect or say anything disrespectful about any one of us. Why? Because this shows that you're loyal. This shows that, okay, I can trust you enough, or I trust you to know that if somebody says something about me, I know you got my back. I know you're going to stand up and you're going to take up for me. But you got some people that sit there and let somebody talk about their best friends or talk about this person. That's not loyal. Because especially I feel like if a person doesn't say something about me, I feel like, the question I'm going to ask you, the minute you tell me that they say something about me, my question going to be, how did I come up in the situation? And when they tell me that part, I'm going to ask, okay, what did you say? If you tell me something that I'm not rocking with, that I'm not vibing with, or that I'm not liking, I'm going to automatically, okay, I'm going to have to cut you off. Because, okay, I see that this person has said something about me, but what did you do or what did you say to defend me? I'm one of those people, I don't care about you being friends with somebody that I'm not cool with. Because, first of all, we all grown. Let's be real. We all grown. You can't tell your friends, your best friend, whoever, you can't tell that person, well, I don't want you hanging out with them because of this and that. No, we all grown. What I will do, what I will respect, okay, you don't want to be around that person. Okay, I will not allow you all around or in the same circle. This what I will do. If I know you're not rocking or you're not vibing with this person, I won't put you all in the same room.
Right.
Another thing is, the only way I will put you all in the same room is if you say, hey, I want to sit down and have a conversation with this person. Or that person come back and tell me, hey, I want to sit down and have a conversation. And I will be like, okay, I will see what I can do. But as far as putting two people in the same room that I know don't get along, I feel like that's a setup. Personally, to me, that's a setup. It's basically like you said in New York. And I don't walk to be able to set up. Not saying that I've been set up before. Me personally, I just know how this turned out. So, loyalty, what people say to us, it goes a long way. In my eyes, it do. Thankful, it goes a long way because I feel like, okay, if you being committed to me and all of me, that means, okay, I see how we're going. And it may be a future for us if I see how you treat me, how I'm treating you, and I'm seeing how you like being committed to only me, and I know that you being faithful to only me, then I know, okay, true. This is the person I want to be with. My eyes not going to be fixed for nobody else. You see what I'm saying? But nowadays don't know the meaning of faithful, or they don't know the meaning of loyal. Because when some people, when this one person was like, I've been faithful to this person, I was like, you sure? She was like, yeah. I was like, okay, I just need to be fixed. Because I'm like, you've been talking to this person, you've been talking to that person, but you've been faithful. That don't make sense to me. That's not clicking to me. But I mean, I didn't say nothing because, I mean, that's not my place. But I was just like, okay, I see everybody has their own meaning and own definition of faithful and loyal. So I wanted to get clarity at the audience, like, what is your meaning of faithful and loyal? So this is my question to the audience. What is your meaning of faithful, and what is your meaning of loyal? So
okay. Are we going to give everybody a chance to do that? What do they need to do? They need to dial in too. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry, Tricia. Okay, Tricia, you're coming back in now. But I don't know how that went off. No, that wasn't you. That you got a hand raise. That's what it is. Okay, Carla, we'll get to you in just a minute. Let Tricia give out her information. Get people calling in. We're going to take a quick commercial, and then we'll be right back and go straight to the lines. How's that, Tricia?
Sounds good.
Okay, tell them the number.
Huh?
The number for them to call?
Oh, okay. The number is 1-646-200-3422. And everyone, don't forget that the chat room is open.
The chat room is open at 422. Did you say 24? Did you say
2422?
Oh, okay.
I said
3422. All right, great. Y'all got it then. All right, stay right there. We'll be right back.
Bad credit can be a thing of the past. We'll fix your credit and get you approved for a new loan. All you need is a middle score of 640 for FHA approval, and we know how to get you there. We specialize in getting you approved for home financing. So call the credit doctor now, 901-355-2772. Tell us that you saw it on Facebook to receive quality placement. Call 901-355-2772. The Credit Doctor.
Surprise, surprise! Guess who's going to be your first sponsor? It's Patrick and Tony, your mom and dad. We are so proud of you. Keep up the good work and remember to see the vision through the eye of the tiger. Love you!
From your loving parents, a proud sponsor of Latricia's Talk 101 radio show.
Everybody that's in the studio, please press 1. Now, take the phone away from your ear if you want to get in on this conversation topic with Tricia of Tricia's Talk 101. Please press 1. We'll come straight down the switchboard for you to talk and participate. Always remember, we do not ask your name. You can volunteer it if you want to. We do not, we cannot tell your identity either in the chat room nor on the switchboard. All right, so here we go. Okay, caller, you are live with Tricia. Tricia Talk 101. Go ahead.
Hello, Tricia. How are you today?
Hello, fine. How are you?
I'm well. This is my Keith Sweat voice, so you know he's on the radio too. And so I'm going to ask you a question coming from the Keith Sweat studio. Now, last week you said you indicated that some person would get like two or three chances.
Mm-hmm.
And then this week it's like you were chopping off heads. So where are you? Are you meeting somewhere in the middle?
For me, with the cheating, it's like it's only so much a person can say. So me, I'm the kind of person, I give a three strikes and you're out. That's me. I can't speak for everyone else, but for me, it's like, okay, one time I'm gonna let it slide. The second time, we're going to talk the first time, but I'm going to push it back. I'm like, okay, this strike one. The second time is like, okay, well, you're not thinking about what just happened the first time you did it. Like, are you not thinking about the consequences? And then the third time is like, you're out. I don't want to hear nothing you got to say. It's the route. We're done. We over with. With the faithful part, me personally, I feel like, if you know you can't be committed to one person, then why be in a relationship? That's just me. If you know you want to be up and day up here, day up here, day up here, or day up here and day up here, then what is your point of trying to be in a relationship, then trying to be faithful or trying to be committed? You have some people that like the open relationship.
So me personally, what is it that seals a monogamous relationship?
Can you repeat that?
What is it that seals a monogamous relationship? I mean, because I think what happens in some cases, or maybe a lot of cases, is that people assume that there's a relationship because, you know, they're getting intimate. But there's, you know, nothing, there's no even verbal commitment. Say, okay, we're really kind of kicking it. So, you know, what's going on here? Are we going steady? You know, in your eyes, what's the sealer, you know, for a monogamous relationship?
I mean, personally, I feel like you have some people that will tell you up front what they want. And that's really what the world is not really understanding, is if you come forward and tell me up front what do you want, a person nine out of ten will probably give you that. But if you're just stringing along, like what there is that you want, then that's going to make a person frustrated. That's going to make a person want to probably kill you. I'm sorry, I'm just putting it out there, because you have some people that don't know what they want, but they still try to, I'm guessing, figure out, I shall say. But I mean, I don't know, because you have some people that say they want this, but they show otherwise. And then you have some people say they don't want this. Wait, let me rephrase it. You have some people that say they don't want a relationship, but they actually show that they do. Then you have some people that say they do want a relationship, but their actions show that they don't. So, I mean, you can never really know, because me personally, actions speak louder than words. That's how I take it. You can tell me one thing, but show me another. What I'm going to do is I'm going to look at what you do. I'm not going to just
What do you think about setting goals? Like, for example, say, okay, look, you know, we're new at this with each other. Let's set a goal of 1 year from today, and let's and this is our anniversary. We write a contract, and we'll sit back down and evaluate and see if things have gotten better, gotten worse, stayed the same.
I mean, You can if you would like. Me personally, I feel like at a certain age, you should already know what you want. Point blank, period. That's me. I feel like once you 20 or above, you should automatically know. Personally, I'm about to be 20. So I automatically know. Once I start dating a person, I'm dating to marry. I'm not dating to pass time, pass on time. You can set goals if you like. You set a contract. I don't know about that, but you can set goals if you like. If this is what the other person, if this is what your partner so chooses to do, you can allow this to happen. You often set goals and say, okay, well, babe, I figure out we should be here or we should be there within the next month or the next year or so. You can do that. But
so you feel that'll work for you. So you feel that'll work for you, that you won't, you know, something else might walk right in front of you, and it's like, oh my God, I thought I was in the boat, but that was just a cruise liner that walked by me, you know, and you're not missing the boat, but you're missing the cruise liner. And so it's like, well, man, I better jump, you know, it's once in a lifetime to go on a cruise, you know, and you take that cruise liner. You know, those things happen now.
Well, caller, I'm about to make this one little statement, and then I'm going to have to switch over to, like, the next caller. But I can't necessarily, me personally, I have been put in a situation where I was in a relationship, and you have another person that's trying to approach you and this and that. Me personally, I see it as the grass is not always greener on the other side. If I got the person who I want to be with and I know who I want to be with, I'm in a relationship. I got the person who I want to be with. I'm not going to necessarily break up with the person that I'm with to go with somebody that's just not coming along. No, because you can break up with the person. You can break up with Mr. Right and you end up with Mr. Wrong. You see what I'm saying? So I won't necessarily break up with someone that I'm in a relationship with to get back, but to get with someone that I'm just now meeting or I'm just now having conversations with. That's just me personally. But I thank you, caller, for tuning in and listening to Trisha's Talk 101.
Yes, it's very nice speaking with you too, Trisha.
Well, thank you. We're going to put you back into the green so you can continue to listen to the show.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, callers, raise your hand. I see you all in the studio now. I don't know you, but I see you all in the studio. Y'all just listening. I guess they just want to listen to your good advice.
I appreciate that caller for calling in because you have some people. I'm actually glad that he asked me a question about the boat.
That caller had some good questions, and that caller made some good points. Because sometimes most of the times the grass looks better and greener on the other side. But like you said, you know, you have to have maturity enough to know that it really isn't. It's just a mirage. You know? So
exactly. And sometimes it may be a trial. It may be the father testing you to see what you're going to do. And I tell people all the time, I'm the type of person, I can't break up with someone that I'm with to get with somebody that's trying to get with me. I just can't do that because, I mean, it's like I could break up with the person that was doing me better. Whereas if I break up with that person and I get with somebody else and I see how they treat or how they start doing and start acting, I'm like, okay, I'm better off with it. So
I was your age, you know, my problem was the ones that was Mr. Right, I didn't like them. I'm serious. I mean, I'm you know, I'm a senior citizen now, so I can talk about the past. Probably half of my dad anyway. But, you know, like at that age, I was married by then, so I'm going to say probably like 17, 18. 19. Those Mr. Wrights that came along, you know, where there was absolutely no intimacy going on, just, you know, crushes and you like them a whole lot. They ask you to marry them, and you go like, what? Boy, are you crazy? No. And, you know what I'm saying? And, and I look back and say, dog, I should have married him instead. You know, after three husbands I've been through, when I look back on my life, and I go like, yeah, exactly. You know, like God probably sent them to me, you know, all the right ones, and I just kept sending them away and turning them down. And I ended up with three wrong ones. So I'm a good testimony as to about the grass looking green on the other side. You know, a lot of times you have to learn to love a person, which I did not. I'm talking in hindsight because I sure wasn't certain about that then. But you have to learn to love a person. That means that it takes a whole lot of time that you have to spend with that person. Yeah.
And what other people fail to realize, like, what the same way you got a person, the same way you can lose that person. So.
Mm-hmm.
When people expect you to break up with somebody to give them a try, you do realize the same thing can happen. You write another person to come along and ask, could you give me a try? You can lose that person the same way. So it's like the same way you got a person is the same way you can lose a person. And not only that, people feel like just because you're in a relationship with a person or you've been in a relationship with a person for so long that you know everything about that person. No, that is not always right. That's not always right. Because you can still be with someone and you still learn about that person each and every day. But people that's been together, I'm sure people that's been together with a person for 50-some-odd years, you still learn about that person each week. Just like when I had a conversation with my grandmother today, she said she's still learning about my grandfather. And they've been together for I don't know how long. And like she said, she's still learning stuff about him as well as he's still learning stuff about her. So you may think that you know a person, although you all have been together this amount of years or this amount of months or whatever the case may be, that doesn't necessarily mean you know a person all the way. So it's like, oh, well, I know this person. That's not always true. Yes, you've been with that person, but that doesn't always mean you know that person, because I can honestly tell you, when you with a person, it's like if you and that person talk each and every day or you're around that person each and every day, it's like you learn more and more about that person.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
like, don't think just because you're with that person, you stop learning stuff about them. No, because that means you stop paying attention to that person. That's how I see it. But, I mean, I can speak for everyone. And not only that, when people be like, oh, I love this person, or this person loves me, let's make this clear. Just because you love a person, don't mean that you all are meant to be together. And I've learned that myself. Just
because that's true.
You and a person love each other, or y'all been through this, or y'all been through that, or it may not say y'all been through this, or y'all been through that, but you get what I'm trying to say. Like, just because you all have, well, everybody has ups and downs, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you and that person are meant to be together. And I had to learn that out for myself. Just because I love that person doesn't mean me and that person are meant to be together. It was like sometimes you gotta learn how to let people go.
How do you really, do you think that we would ever be able to tell that, because there really isn't a written test? And even if it is a written test, it doesn't always fit everybody. Do you really think that there would ever be a way that people, young couples, young people now, say around your age, could go by to know, or would that be another show?
Oh, I don't know, because my generation said on one of my previous talk shows, I said that now women are starting to act like men, and men are starting to act like women.
Yeah.
So now it's like the women are being the ones that doing the guys this way, doing the guys that way. Now they're starting to see how we as women felt when they call themselves trying to play us or trying to do what's wrong. Now they're starting to see what it feels like. So it's like,
right.
You never know. Me personally, all I can say is if you and a person are going through it, all I can tell you, try counseling. I'm not Dr. Fear. Everything I say may not be right. But what I can say is if you and a person out there are going through it, y'all having whatever the case may be, sit down and talk to your person. Because one thing I can promise you is that if you and that person do not communicate at all, then what do you have? If you don't have trust, you have nothing. If you don't sit down and talk about the problems, then what do you have? Where are you getting it? Nowhere. So I encourage everybody out there that's going through whatever you're going through with your partner, sit down and talk to your partner. Maybe you all can come to an understanding. Maybe you all may realize that the love that y'all have is too strong or too toxic for one another. Maybe it's time that you do take a break, or maybe it's time that you do vent y'all. Live yourself, live your life, and what realize they get so caught up in a relationship, you lose focus on yourself. You forget who you are. So if you and a person do decide to take a break, take some time out for yourself. Find out who you are. Find out and love who you are. I promise you, that's how you're going to be able to love someone else. The same way you love yourself, that's how you should be able to love another person.
That's true. And, you know, the other thing is, you mentioned about, you know, some relationships are too toxic. They can be toxic. It doesn't have to be both of them together. It could just be one that is toxic to the whole relationship. It's like when I told my last husband that I wanted a divorce, that I was divorcing him. He wanted to know why he hadn't done nothing. Well, you done plenty. You know, because he, you know, he was a cheater, so you done plenty, you know, and he just thought that I would just continue to forgive him and give him another chance. You know, my three strike rule, it has always been that way with me. But a lot of times people will push you to see how far they can just continue. And then, when they find out that they have cooked their own goose, you know, they pretty much hung themselves. Then they all want to get all defensive on you, because he says, "I haven't done anything. Oh, you just met somebody at your job." You know, they try to reverse the roles really quick.
Right.
And they're guilty parties. You know what I'm saying? I said, "Look, I have never cheated on you. I can't say that for you, you know, for it's towards me." I said, "But I haven't met anybody. I just want to get rid of you. When I get rid of you, I'm not even going to be looking for anybody else." And then, so he wanted to make an argument out of it. I said, "Look, time out. Now, will you accept this? I want a divorce because I love you." And do you know that actually shut him up?
And see, that's what folks need to realize. Sometimes a person is thinking free for themselves. Like, oh, and this, you actually made a valid point. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very clear. You actually made a point. Well, a person, how they try to flip the script, that's another way you can, me personally, that's another way I can determine whether a person is cheating on me or not. Because a minute they flip the script, oh, you doing this, you doing it. Pause. I never said you were doing anything, and I never said I was doing anything. You just held off on yourself. And I tell people, I don't cheat. I'm not going to cheat on somebody. If I want to be with that person, I'm not going to cheat.
That's right.
And what other people said to realize, you get yourself caught up. You can't get mad when a person finds out you cheat. And people get mad when you find out that they cheat.
Yeah.
They get mad because you're not believing they lie. You can't get mad at me because mama didn't raise no fool. I tell you that my mama didn't raise a fool.
Exactly.
I may have my slow moments, but mama been right as a fool, because I guarantee you, I'm going to find out everything I need to know before I ask you. And that's really what people say to like, if a person asks you a question, I guarantee you they know their answer. So you might as well answer their question. Because I said, if I ask you a question, I guarantee you I already know the answer to their question. So
that's
if
right.
I ask you, you might as well be 100 with me and tell me, okay, this happened, okay, this happened. You might as well tell me. Don't sit up there and say, well, no, and don't do that, because then I'm going to look at you like you're stupid, and then I'm going to walk off, because I'm going to walk off because I'm going to want to strangle you. So it's best I walk off, because you're going to sit up here, oh, well, baby, then I don't want to hear that cut, though. If I ask you a question, I want you to shoot that answer back fast. If I ask you a question, I'm going to give you, I'm going to get you, so I guarantee you, I already know. And then you have some women that like to come to the woman, woman to woman. I'm going to put it like you.
Well, that's going to have to be another show because it's
7:41. Yes, it is.
Woman to woman. I like that title already.
Yes.
I know y'all hate this Patricia to go, but look, we got a time slot here. That's okay. And, y'all need to tune in, chime in, too. And then if y'all participate, we can make it, always make it a 45-minute show. But I'm going to turn it over to Trisha now so she can say her departing words. Go ahead, Trisha. We got 3 minutes. 2 minutes.
A microphone is used to magnify our voices for all to hear. My goal is to use this source each and every week to magnify our voices together for the world to hear and recognize the importance of what is shared. Whether it's the latest fashion trend, the hottest movies being viewed, or the what's going on around the world. Tune in each week to hear the words of wisdom from your girl, Trisha, of Trisha's Talk 101.